Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pair up one more time. Okay, I want everybody to pick a partner. You can pick a romantic partner, you can pick somebody you don't know. I give a word out to every other person. Did you get a word already? Okay, one of the problems with the molecular relationship is finding unity. So, match together with a couple and reach an agreement about the meaning behind this word. And then I want one of you to be a spokesman and tell us what agreement you reached with. But you both agree on what the word means.
With our partner, little girl.
Okay, let's start with these two over here. You can. What word did you get?
No, that was yours. Somebody else.
Okay. We're ready.
Okay, we're starting. Adam and Artie got power. Did you guys agree on what power was?
I think we came to some conclusions, right or wrong, but we argued through it. You could think about power in terms of, you know, some simple definitions. You have a powerful persona, the exercise of power, power in terms of electricity, power plants, power lines. But we tried to relate that to will, power, and purpose, the first ray energy, and kind of debated back and forth as to which aspect power was actually relating in that first ray. And I, right or wrong, I think we kind of, after debating, we came to the conclusion that will is the impetus for wanting to transfer the energy. Purpose is the result. So will is the cause. Purpose is the effect, but the transference of energy is the power.
I'm looking it up, and it doesn't even define what power is.
This
it
just like a yes no answer.
Yeah, just now looking it up. It just says possession of control, authority, or influence over others.
There you go.
I mean, that's
you're debating.
I don't.
That's a definition, but we decided. Like, even looking at somebody, you go, oh, they're powerful. Say they're a bodybuilder. It's not. What makes them look powerful is not anything inherent about them. It's the transference of turning energy into muscle mass, for example, if you're just looking on a physical level. So I don't know. We were kind of in agreement that it had to do with that transfer of energy, not the cause or the effect itself, but the manifestation of it.
Okay, were you basically in agreement then?
We that's really what he was asking.
We were on a
tight. What's that point? My definition.
What did you
are
you
doing?
Were you saying I and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
Okay, well, good. How about you two? What was your word?
Yeah, we agreed.
Our word was miracles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And our definition was it's an unexpected positive result or outcome that defies explanation.
Okay, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Okay,
yeah, we're good.
So far, so good?
No problem.
What in the world?
Okay,
our
word was spirit, and our definition is the energy which permeates in all things and through all things.
Okay, you agree with that?
Yes.
Well, good for you. Very smart to agree with a strong woman like that.
It wasn't a right.
Think collaborated.
I think we're right.
Okay, ours is purpose, and the phrase we came up with just joyful expansion. So joyful, you know, is happiness, but a deeper than happiness, and expansion is just growing, learning, experiencing. I know. Anyway.
Okay, you agree
purpose.
With that,
right? I do, absolutely.
He's another smart man.
Do you want to go?
No, you came up with it.
And I agreed.
What's yours?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Okay.
So we decided that freedom is the ability to act and believe as you desire, as following the desires of your heart, but that doesn't exclude the consequences for that.
Okay.
That was just a side note, but.
Can you go along with that? Okay. Hmm? Okay. Well, good for you. Okay, this is
stretching
as far as normal for
somebody. Stretch my neck.
Okay, so our word was truth, and the definition we came up with is as things really are.
As being what?
As things as they truly
are.
I can't use
are.
Truth to...
They actually are.
Things as they really are.
Okay, and you agree with that? Okay.
All right. So we had the word light, and what we came up with was that which allows you to see and discern the truth with greater clarity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You go along with that?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Big Father's
our word was love, and we had such a hard time defining it because it was all-encompassing. So we decided that we would only define this love as a verb that comes as from an action by your heart wisdom area, not lower sacral, and it would be any action that causes positive feelings and increases the value of both participants.
So can you learn?
Yes.
Another smart guy.
Okay.
So our word was Christ, and the Chinese ruling explained to me that Christ is, you say it.
And to me it means anointed to deliver.
So in Chinese, Christ is anointed to deliver, and in Greek it's the anointed one. So we agreed on that one, and then the question is, what is Christ? And Christ is love. That's what the essence is, and that's what Jesus demonstrated and really grounded on the planet.
Okay, does that sound okay? Okay.
We were defining the meaning of lif.
Life.
Lif. Life, well, we had two definitions.
Yeah.
We both agreed on these two definitions. It is, the first one is that life is consciousness in motion. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's like a consciousness in motion that exists also in this class,
yeah.
Okay, a consciousness motion. But if we are talking about a human being, mm-hmm. then he has life only after soul gets into the body.
Yeah.
That's when he has life.
Okay.
So that's our, these are two
that's
definitions.
Two ways to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay, that sound okay?
Hey, we are okay. Really good.
And how about you guys?
God.
God.
Oh.
Biggest mystery of all.
Yes.
It's hard to put simple words. We come up with the omnipresent creating energy of love that contains all in itself and gives always in its creative expansion.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. What do you think? Sounds good. Not a smart guy. A lot of smart guys